This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
So good morning, Nathan. You finally decided to join us in the studio. How are you Wednesday morning?
I'm good. I've finally crawled my way in.
Well, crawled is a bit of a strong word, but I'm glad you're here. We have so much to discuss.
Yes, we do. One of the things I was thinking about yesterday, I've just gotten back from the country.
Oh, the country. I love the country.
Yes, get your banjo out, people, and
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, that's probably not the best country-inspired song, but you see my point.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking yesterday, country versus city living, which do you prefer?
I don't know, because on the one hand, country, you know, you have wide open spaces, you know, you can basically run free. The laws of the city don't really necessarily apply. And it's a place you can get away and, you know, just relax or have fun, whatever you decide to do. But then again, in the city, that's where all my cool stuff is and all the things that I really like are.
Really? Because I tend to prefer the country or the suburbs. I've started to notice that, this other than sin, really, the city's just driving me crazy.
I love how you had to say other than sin, because, you know, sin's great. Everything else in the city is terrible, but sin is awesome.
Yes. But, yeah, because I was also thinking, too, like, about the pros and cons and thinking about how, like, when I go down to see family in the country, like, I actually get a decent night's sleep because I don't hit flaming traffic outside my bedroom window all the time.
Flaming traffic? Whereabouts do you live? I mean, whereabouts do you live that the cars spontaneously combust?
In the CBD, everything blows up one way or another.
Yeah, I guess. I think because I've been raised in, you know,
a barn.
Not quite. I've been raised in the inner suburbs, so I've kind of got used to the sound of semi-regular traffic at night. So that kind of helps me get to sleep. Because like the slow, monotonous drone of the traffic is, I find, quite soothing.
But I remember being in the suburbs, and I don't remember traffic being heavy. I remember the days where you might have, like at 4 a.m, one car drive past, or maybe two if you were lucky.
Yeah, I suppose, and I guess it would be different to living in the CBD. And I guess that's the reason why suburbs exist, because it's kind of halfway between the country and the city. Not, of course, literally, because as we all know, the country is way out there, and the city's way in here. But
yeah, well, the particular country town that I went to is literally only an hour and a half away, and then you're in the country.
Oh, so whereabouts is it?
I was in Druin.
Okay, I'll pretend to know where that is for the next
minutes. So that's basically in Gippsland, so you don't have to pretend. It's near Warrigal.
Okay, so really Gippsland, I wasn't aware Gippsland was that close.
Yeah, no, it's very close.
I thought that was way out, you know, not quite in Whoop Whoop, but perhaps halfway between Whoop Whoop and not far away.
No. In fact, it's probably a very close neighbour. It's on a V-Line train. It will take you about an hour and a half's journey.
Okay. Did you take the V-Line out there?
I did take the V-Line out there, yes, on Friday.
Didn't walk?
No, because I wanted to get there on Friday and not today.
Fair enough. And we had a bit of a scare this week because you almost decided to stay out there. What's so appealing about the country that makes you decide to stay out there and not come in to rejoice with your friends at sea?
Just basically the peace and tranquility that is the country.
Tranquility. How's the serenity?
Yeah. You know, only we don't sing, we're going to Bonnie Doon.
I think if I had the choice, I'd probably say city life over country life. Not by much, but just because I feel in the city everything's much more convenient, whereas in the country you have to have more independence. And as I've discovered in life, I'm best without any responsibility at all.
Yeah, although when you're like me and you hate people, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Normally we'd throw to Leah for the deciding vote, but today we're going to the music. So you're listening to Sin 90.7.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.